This story kind of grosses me out, but I feel like we all can relate to this somehow, some way. 833-563-2539. What did you find in your food or in your drink? I'm sorry. I know that even I get a little grossed out by this, but I saw this. And I'm like, I don't understand how people didn't notice this. You love Starbucks, Starbucks. You go there all the time.
Yes, I'll be going there right after the show.
Okay, well, check your cup. A man in Hawaii claims that there was a dead Geico in the bottom of his cup of coffee he bought from Starbucks. The man didn't notice.
What?
Yeah, I know. So Geico commercials are over now. RIP to the Geico. The man didn't notice the dead lizard in his cup until after he drank it.
What? Oh. How would that not make a little thug?
It tastes holiday-ish. Okay. Wait,
you mean like a gecko?
Yeah, I was you were saying Geico. I was like, that's the company.
Oh, no, did I not say Gecko? I said like Geico, the commercials
you said
are
Geico.
Done. Like I said, I feel like I messed up today, so I don't know.
So a gecko ranges from 1.6 to 60 centimeters long.
Tiny.
I'm in America here. Give me that in inches.
They're teeny tiny. They're like itty bitty lizards.
Okay. Well, this thing looked like it probably was like 2 or 3 inches. It was like a baby one, but still, how do you not notice that in your cup? I guess they're saying he forced himself to throw up after the discovery because actually it is really dangerous with lizards. They have bacteria. Ew. They can like kill you. Because remember I talked about a story before where a guy died as a bet swallowing a salamander?
Yeah. Oh,
so you got to be careful. It's just gross. The man contacted the Starbucks, reported the incident. He said that the corporate office was supposed to get back with them, but they haven't done so yet. So he filed an incident. I feel bad for the dude. I'm not laughing at it, but man, unfortunately, I think we can all relate to this where we found something, even at home, even a home-cooked meal from a loved one, where you found something in your food or you found something in your drink. 833-563-2539.
My dad, I remember when I was a kid, found like a hornet in his popcorn.
What?
Yeah, but it was like a popcorn bag that you microwave. You know, the ones that you put in the microwave for like 2 minutes? So I don't know. Do you think it flew in or do you think it was somehow already in the packaging?
Wait, was it dead or alive?
It was dead.
That's so
dangerous. I'm trying to think because it's sealed. I'm trying to think how it would get in there.
I don't know, maybe at the factory or
like
something
in the process?
With the little corn seeds, whatever they're called.
It could be somehow could have got sucked in there and just been like dead the whole time.
Yeah.
Ooh, so my cousin.
A hornet though. Oh, that creeps me out.
My cousin Steph went to her favorite like breakfast place and she ordered waffles, like blueberry waffles. And she's like a little mom and pop's place. Really, really good food. And so she's cutting and all of a sudden she knows in like one of the little corners of the waffle, it's not a blueberry. It's a fly.
No, like baked in?
Like baked in.
Oh, I mean, I guess I could see that.
I mean, that could pretty easily happen. She was like, thank God, because it kind of would look like a blueberry. I mean, it's like in there, and so she just cut around it.
You know how
Okay, now hold on. We got to stick to this real quick. So she did cut around it.
I think she had eaten the majority of it.
She's committed to the blueberry.
And she is committed. I would never. See, this is Joe and I have this debate. If something's nasty within any proximity of the food, I would throw it away. He would literally just rip the bad part off and eat the rest.
Yeah, that's what most people would do.
Okay, so you have a piece of bread and like the corner is moldy. Are you really going to just rip the mold part off and eat the rest?
Yeah. Well, I mean, if there's actual, like, clear, no mold area,
it could be inside. It could be the first layer of mold.
Well, I mean, you got to do some inspection here. But obviously, I'm not saying 9 times out of 10, I would probably eat around it.
It depends how much I paid for it and what it is.
I don't mess with mold.
No, I think there's a ton of gross things, but at least from my experience, like I've never had like a nail, for example, in my food. I've heard of that. But I did have one time, and it wasn't mine. I know I have a long beard, but somebody had it must have been a foot or longer hair, blonde hair. And it was funny because I know it was at least a foot or longer. I was eating a Subway sandwich one time, and I'm eating. And you can just feel the texture of a hair in your mouth. The grossest thing that was Mackenzie's like,
it kept going.
No, I pulled the hair was curled up, so I pulled out and I'm like, I'm like, I feel like a
He's
magician
pulling
kinda.
Like a magician with those different colored like little handkerchiefs.
Grossest thing ever. I did check the other half of the meatball marinara and I did finish it. But
you finished it?
Well, if
what's
it's one
wrong with you? Did you get your money back? Did you get free subs for like a month or what?
No, I didn't get anything. I didn't complain about it. I mean, a hair is just natural. If I felt like a toenail, what happened there? 833-563-2539. If anybody's got a story about something they found in their food or their drink, boy, let's get grossed out. Let's hear it. It's Joe Mackenzie on Radio Now.